the throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
There is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome, everyone, to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. Super excited today to have Ole Miss men's basketball coach Chris Beard join us as we preview the upcoming season and, most importantly, kind of get his thoughts on this brand-new roster. And it is brand-new, with the exception of Malik Dia, Eduardo Klafke, and maybe a couple of others. They're all brand-new. And we'll get kind of a deep dive into this roster. And also, I think what you'll hear from Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard about the Grove Collective, about the world of NIL. Really, really good stuff from Coach. Thanks very much to Coach for joining us. Just a few minutes. Practice starts in about a week. And before you know it, basketball will be here. But we did talk a little bit about last year and about the importance of that win over Tennessee and kind of catapulting into the SEC tournament, the NCAA tournament. But what's it going to take for Ole Miss to get to that elusive Final Four or a national championship? We'll have that conversation for you in just a moment. Before we do, I want to say a special thank you to our title and presenting sponsors, T. White's and Debbie Johnson Realty. They've been incredible sponsors here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and, of course, on the Logan Media Network. Thank you all very much for being our title and presenting sponsors. Also thankful for our sponsorship with Connie's Chicken, along with Dead Soxie, and, of course, our sponsorship with Arriva, your go-to internet service in North Mississippi. I want to thank you all for downloading and listening to the show. It is continuing to grow and beyond measure. I want to thank you also for joining us for the Drive Home. That's, of course, the post-game show that Ben Garrett and I host. Ben writes for Rebel Grove. That's an On3 affiliate, and that's, of course, sponsored by our friends at Allen Samuels, Christ, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, located right there in Oxford. Also, thanks for joining us for the Red and Blue Crew podcast. That's, of course, hosted by myself, along with David Johnson, the sponsors. We could not do it without our good friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, and, of course, the Hearn Law Firm and the Dirt Doctor. Here's Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard as we get you ready for basketball season right here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan favorite Vegas Casino and Poker Games. It's really easy to get started. Just head on over to the website, use your mobile device, and sign up today. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, B-L-E-A-V, 50, and receive your 50% welcome bonus in your first deposit. But online, where the game starts. Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003. Looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family, Kessinger. messengerrealestate.com. And Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555. Or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Custom t-shirts, quarter-zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White's, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxie, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxie wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to deadsoxie.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to deadsoxie.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxie. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways, that's of course your long dress socks, or the more casual option, like the beer showers, all aboard the Lane Train, Drip and the Sip, all names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxie.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxie.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxie.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxie pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxie pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxie.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about about this, the little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network, Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to serve and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
Take it. But you can't just go take it on game day. You can't just take it on the night before when you're in a hotel and you're fired up about playing. The motivation has to be there every single day. This is the opportunity we have. This team should be motivated. We have a chip on our shoulder, and we're going to have the opportunity to write our own story, right? So as we enter practice, 6 days away from practice, and this stuff starts mounting up, fellas, you know, I ask you again, where are you mentally? What do you want? What are you willing to do to get what you want? And what is your plan, right? This coaching staff would like to win a national championship. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get there, right? And our plan is the daily process.
Welcome in as we welcome in head coach Chris Beard, the head men's basketball coach at Ole Miss. And coach, thanks for carving out a few minutes. I know practice is just a few days away, and I know you're excited about this year's squad.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you having me on. Seems like these summers and off seasons go so quickly. It's hard to believe, but we do start official practice this Monday.
And coach, kind of putting a cap on last year's season, it really felt like a lot of highs last year, but when you guys beat Tennessee at home, it was almost like a collective sigh out of the fan base. So that's what this feels like. How special was that win? And do you feel like that kind of was kind of a building block for how the season ended and somewhat how the season's going to begin this year?
Yeah, trying to think about that. So Tennessee, I think that was the last home game of the season. So that's senior night. All senior nights are special, period. But last year's had a major asterisk next to it. You know, I think really with Matt Morrell and Jamie and Brakefield, everything that they've meant to Ole Miss basketball, you know, coming here and playing for Kermit, deciding to stay with us during the coaching change, and then ultimately both guys deciding to play their last year of college basketball, where both guys had some options. So, you know, obviously Juju coming here, Dre, all the seniors, it was special. But really, off the top of my head, just Matt and Brake, especially, having been here for so long. So that was the first thing, senior night. I think a lot of that had to do with the respect that we have for Coach Barnes and the Tennessee program, too. We viewed them as a team that was a Final Four contender. And so for us to get a chance to compete against them late in the year was another great measuring stick for us. So that was a special game for so many people. Definitely one of last year's memories, no doubt.
Ole Miss fans, can you feel the football frenzy? Weeks now into the college football season, the NFL has started up too, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Ole Miss currently features the SEC's leading rusher and receiver. Next up for the Rebels is Arkansas. Will Kewon Lacy again find the end zone? Will Harrison Wallace go over 100 yards receiving? All-time Ole Miss great DK Metcalf and the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Will DK go higher or lower his projected 12.55 fantasy points? I think that's an easy higher. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Another big step you guys took was in the SEC tournament, a huge shot by Sean Padula, and just yet another big-time play for you guys before you advance to the NCAA tournament to kind of get ready for this year.
Yeah, I think, conference tournaments in college basketball, everybody can kind of debate those. Certainly some teams around the country are using that tournament to try to get a bid to the NCAA tournament. We've been in that situation before. For example, like at Arkansas Little Rock, you know, that was how we could punch our ticket. Other teams like ourselves last year, you know you're already in the field, but you're working towards seeding, and you're working towards trying to continue to play your best basketball as the NCAA tournament's right around the corner. But for us, we were trying to win a championship. We explained to our guys they hand out a trophy for the regular season championship. They hand out a trophy for the SEC championship in Nashville, and then certainly they'll hand out a trophy on Monday night in the NCAA tournament. So, we felt like we were playing good basketball at that time of the year last year. We were excited to be in Nashville, beat what ended up being a really good Sweet 16 team, Arkansas, in the first round. And then even though we didn't win the game on the scoreboard, I thought we played Auburn as well as we played him in our 2 years here. There in Nashville, we were good enough to win that day. They just made a couple more plays down the stretch, give them all the credit. But we were motivated to play in Nashville. We were a connected group. And for as long as we coach here, that'll be the case. We'll go to Nashville each year with one goal in mind to try to win that tournament.
You turn the page now, you look forward, and the centerpiece as you've got Malik Dia coming back, a lot of new faces. As you made mention, a lot of players at senior night that are not returning for this year's team. I know you're excited to have Malik Dia back this year to kind of start off the upcoming year.
Yeah, I think we'll have a lot of centerpieces on this year's team. Dia will definitely be one of those. I think Dia benefits from being a returner from last year's team. He has the experience. He kind of knows what's expected around here. We need him to have a great year. We need him to be a leader. He's going to get a lot of attention this time of year, which he deserves, kind of being a returner. I think the thing with Dia is just consistency. I've talked about it openly and often this offseason. So my tune won't change. I got a lot of respect for Dia's game. I think he is arguably one of the best players in college basketball on any given night. And I think the next step for Dia, the challenge, the opportunity, and our coaching staff is right there with him. This isn't just Dia. It's all of us working with Dia to produce a consistent player where he's reliable. We know what we're going to get game in, game out. No one's questioning his talent or his ability, especially after what he did last year as an individual player in the SEC. But I think the next step, not to speak for Dia, and I'm confident he would tell you the same thing, you know, it's going to be all about consistency. Can he enter that upper echelon of the players in this league that are reliable guys, you know, also known as all-conference type players?
There are a lot of you portal additions that you have coming in. The one that really has jumped out at a lot of people is Elias Carmadine, the transfer out of France. Can you guys kind of give the fans your thought process, him coming in, kind of jump through some hurdles to get onto campus, but just kind of what fans can be expecting out of him?
Yeah, I think Elias is a special player. He's been playing basketball, you know, basically his whole life. The international setup is much different than our setup here in the States in terms of you think of the traditional route of playing high school basketball and then playing college basketball and then entering, you know, professional ranks. Set up a little bit different in Europe. You know, Elias joined a club team where he's played basketball at different levels throughout the past couple years of his life. I think the opportunity of rev share and name, image, and likeness gave the opportunity for guys like Elias to consider coming to college. He took advantage of the new landscape. You know, Elias could have played, in my opinion, at any college in college basketball. I think he was specific in what he was looking for in terms of opportunity, team setup, coaching style, the need for him on our roster. And so, you know, in my mind, Elias chose Ole Miss for all the right reasons. He's a team guy. Above all, he's interested in winning. He's a confident player and got a maturity about him, and he understands if the team wins, then anything he wants to achieve individually will happen. So, talented player, really kind of a guy that can play the point guard with his skill and mentality and ability, but also can score the basketball. So kind of the modern age guard in today's college basketball and certainly in professional basketball. Just a really, really good person. Basketball doesn't define him. Special family, mom and dad. So we're just excited to have Elias, the basketball player, here. And I think what Oxford will quickly learn is we're all really excited to have Elias, the human being, here too. He's just a special guy that we all believe in.
A couple of players too, A.J. Storr out of UConn and Corin Johnson out of Louisville. Two players that you got committed onto campus. What can fans be expecting out of those two?
Yeah, first of all, with A.J., an experienced player, he's played some really good basketball in his college career to this point. You know, we're excited to have A.J. Obviously, his talent speaks for itself. We also really believe in him as a person. I think he's got some things to prove. He's a motivated guy, and it's not often that you come across a guy that's been a 1,000-point career scorer, played in NCAA tournaments, won a lot of games, played at prestigious programs like Kansas, that still has a chip on his shoulder, that still kind of thinks that he's got a lot to prove. So we feel like we've got the best of both worlds in that regard. AJ can do a lot of things on the court other than scoring. I think his willingness to let us challenge him defensively and hold him to a standard of expectations that might be a little bit different than what people have associated with him in the past. Normally, when you're a gifted scorer, that's all everybody wants to talk about. But AJ's done a really good job in his short time in Oxford so far, embracing his willingness to improve defensively. So an experienced player. It's not a secret. He's somebody we're really going to be counting on. So we're excited to have him here. Corn is a talented guy. He's had some adversity in his young career, some things he couldn't control in terms of injury. So was set up last year to be a big part of Louisville's program and was only to play in the first two games of the season. So really the first thing with Corn is just the reset, the months and months of the rehab, trying to get back on the court. He's back on the court. He's been cleared to play. But obviously, it takes some time when you haven't played basketball for close to a calendar year. And so we're taking this journey with Corn. The big thing is, can he just continue to improve each day? And he's doing that. So a guy like a lot of other players in the past that can really score the ball, but also can play the point guard with his mentality and passing ability, has the ability to be a real disruptor on defense with his speed and quickness. So he's a guy, above all, we're continuing to just work with, to run his own race, to understand it's not easy to come back from being out as long as he's been. But I think, you know, now we've got 6 weeks of official practice before the season starts. So the big thing with Corn is just to continue to improve.
Travis Scott, one of his teammates, also transferring in from Louisville. One player, Coach, I want to ask you about Travis Perry, the transfer out of Kentucky. One thing I found interesting, averaged right at 30 points a game when he won the state championship back at his high school, Eddyville, Kentucky, and won the state championship back in 24. Very impressive numbers. So having a shooter, and then another name we haven't mentioned, Eduardo Klafke, played for you some last year and actually looked pretty good in his minutes during the game. Could be two good shooters for you.
Yeah, for sure. Travis had a historic kind of high school career, special, all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. Kind of Jimmy Chipwood 2.0 with his high school career, associated with his shooting his whole life. But I'm on the record, and I'll continue to voice my opinion when asked. You know, I don't think shooting defines Travis. I think he's a high IQ, dedicated, team player, basketball player that knows how to play the game. And so just still a young sophomore in the SEC, gained valuable experience last year playing in this league on a good team. And so high expectations for Travis. Klafke, you know, just so proud of Eduardo last year. You know, you look in our league, 16 teams in the SEC. We took a look at this summer. I think there was only a handful, maybe a dozen freshmen in our league and all 16 teams combined that, you know, played in every game of the season, was in the rotation from the first game of the year all the way to the NCAA tournament. And Klafke was one of those guys. He did a great job with confidence, with patience. He did exactly what he had to do to get on the court, stay on the court, and he played a major role. You know, as you guys remember, he was a guy we trusted. He was in big games and winning time. You know, basically by the time Christmas hit, Klafke and our mind wasn't a freshman anymore. He was in the rotation on a Sweet 16 team last year. So now Eduardo's got the next kind of opportunity to continue to increase his role around here while also not forgetting what got him here. A real basketball player can impact the game with the ball in his hands, without the ball in his hands, can play on both ends. Crowd favorite, just the way he plays, how hard he plays with his energy. You know, there's many a night last year that Klafke literally kind of motivated our home crowd to kind of get up and get into the game more. So, yeah, both guys, Travis and Klafke, are still young sophomores, but they've also earned the right to have major roles on this year's team if they do what they have to do to earn that role.
A player, well, former top 100 recruit, Corey Chess, played his freshman year at LSU. Another transfer to this team and could give you some valuable minutes.
Yeah, Corey's a natural athlete. He's a really good rebounder. Per minute played last year in the SEC, or really in college basketball. He's one of the top rebounders in college basketball last year, per minute played. Okay, how does he get more minutes? He's just got to continue to grow and expand and improve his game. I was really impressed and pleased with Corey this summer and this offseason by simply kind of figuring it out. You know, like here's some things that you've got to do in player development, and here's some things that you've got to do to transfer the player development to on-court performance. And he's really embraced that. I think he's gotten better defensively. He's gotten better just with his conditioning, able to maintain a high level of play for longer periods. Offensively, he's working on his outside shooting. We do not see Corey as a big. We don't see him as a one-dimensional rebounder. We see him as a guy that really we would like help him, you know, develop into a really, really good player that could play after college. So, but he's a guy too that we're counting on. There's a role for him as a sophomore this year on our team, and ultimately, you know, in my opinion, you know, Corey should be one of those guys that's dreaming big, big dreams for the future. All right, how do you get there? You just got to keep chipping away day after day. Can't get too high, can't get too low. Just got to get a little better every day. And he's shown a real willingness to do that so far in his short time in Oxford.
Butler transfer, Augusta Cassia, 6'8", big guy. Coach, I'll be honest. We've talked about a lot of players that are transferring in that average a lot of points. There's a lot of talent just from one guy to another looking through a roster. How do you manage through all that, and what excites you about having that type of talent coming in this year?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you mentioned Gusto, skilled, size, an experienced player. Like Klafke, comes to us from Brazil. Both of those guys were on one of their international teams this summer together, but really skilled, size. A lot of the things that Brakefield did for us, you know, Gusto has some of those abilities, but really a guy that's got some experience playing for a great coach, Thad Mata at Butler. We benefit from that. But somebody that could really help us in a variety of ways just because he can do a little bit of everything. I think depth that you mentioned is absolutely one of the identities of our team. Above all, it gives us a chance to have really, really competitive practices, which is very, very important for any team, but especially a team like ours that only returns two players, that has a lot of new guys in a very short time period to learn how to play together. So our ability to have very competitive practices is a necessity around here, and our depth allows us to do that. So with depth can come some challenges. You've got to have unselfish people in the room. You've got to have people in the room that pull for the guy next to them. That's something that we addressed in recruiting. We talk about it on a daily basis with our team. And so we're going to have to be one of those special teams that understands that, above all, we're playing for what's on the front of our jersey, Ole Miss, and what's on the back of our jersey, individual people. You know, all that stuff will take care of itself through team success. But, yeah, I think one of the weapons of our team this year, one of the positives, if we execute and develop our team effectively, you know, would be our depth. We got a lot of confidence in a lot of different players right now as we enter official practice. I think we can play different ways, whether we can, you know, play three bigs at one time and get big. We can play small ball. We can pressure you defensively. We can back up with a little bit of length and athleticism. So we're excited. From a coaching standpoint, I've been blessed over the years to coach several deep teams. But this team on paper, we'll see how it develops. I think our ability to have a lot of players throughout this grueling season could end up being a real positive for us.
I know you put a lot of emphasis on non-conference schedule this year, Iowa, Miami, NC State, just to name a few. Your thoughts going into the season, does the non-con set you up for the SEC? Do you like the non-conference schedule this year?
Yeah, we do. I think you know, every coach has a little bit different philosophy, but I think the bottom line is your non-conference schedule, the number one objective is, you know, it's got to prepare you for league play. So when we start understanding our league, the SEC, the talent, the coaching, the different styles, the environments that we're going to play in, that's kind of the first look at our non-conference schedule. You know, are we doing everything we can in terms of helping our players prepare for what's coming, you know, in early January? And I think we've done that. We'll play some in some tough environments, some true road games, St. John's in Madison Square Garden, a road game. Period, against one of the best teams in college basketball, against a Hall of Fame coach. That's going to be a great opportunity for our team. We're playing in some neutral site games. You mentioned Iowa out in Palm Springs. This could be very similar to an NCAA tournament, kind of in a neutral site game. We've got some quality home games. You mentioned Memphis and Miami and many others. So I think the competition on our schedule, playing several teams that are picked to win their conference, several teams that have been perennial participants in the NCAA tournament. We're playing against great coaches. We're playing against preseason All-Americans. I like where our schedule sets up just in terms of the competition that we're putting right in front of our players in November and December.
You mentioned Ilias coming over, being if you will, the NIL play, the Grove Collective being a large part of that. How has that relationship been? And I'm sure it continues to grow. The Grove Collective is an integral part of your program.
Yeah, it's been a real team effort. That's the first thing I would tell you. I think I bring a little bit of a different reference point because I've basically been at three different programs during this name image and likeness era. And so I would say that, and I've said this before, I was just really impressed and pleased where Ole Miss was in this new era of college basketball the day we got here. And we certainly can't take any credit for that. When we got here, this school was in a great position with the leadership with Chancellor Boyce and Keith Carter, the foundation with Denson and those guys, and certainly the collective with Walker. What I would tell you is it was a real team effort. I would say that everyone was on the same page. We enter this new era of college basketball with the rev share now being a part of this. And I think the best thing we have going for us around here is that we really work as a team, whether it's the university, whether it's the rev share side, whether it's the name image and likeness component. And I think that gives us a real advantage. You know, we don't spend a lot of time, you know, beating each other up. We're all in this together. We understand the challenge. So that's been a real positive here. And, you know, just so appreciative of everyone that has contributed to the Grove Collective in any way. You know, whether you are a monthly subscriber, whether you contributed to an event or a function we had, whether you were a major donor in terms of time or resources, it's a real team effort here. And I think the contribution of everybody, every Ole Miss supporter helping in whatever way they can help, have really put us in the situation we're in today. You know, it's not a coincidence that football is a national championship contender type program. It's not a coincidence that we've turned the corner as we build this Ole Miss basketball team, the other sports on campus. There's an undeniable relationship. You know, our willingness to get into the new world of college basketball, college athletics, where players are being compensated. I think Ole Miss's decision years ago to not fear this, to jump into it, to play offense, not defense, to be aggressive, to educate our fan base, to ask for help. And that's why I'm excited about this next. I think we're going to figure it out. Although there's a lot of unknowns right now, I'm confident that we're going to figure it out together, and we're going to continue pushing forward with Ole Miss Athletics and keep going in the direction we're going, which is obviously in the right direction.
You've had a lot of opportunities to go to many different places. You've had a ton of success in many different places. Why Ole Miss? And once you chose Ole Miss, you made the decision to come to Ole Miss. What has it meant to you? And what have been some bright spots for you along the way?
Yeah, I think above all, you know, I believe in our program. I believe in the people I work for and with. I believe in the history of Ole Miss basketball, and I have a vision where this thing could go sooner than most people think. And so that's the first thing. And when I say I mean our coaching staff too. You know, Wes and Al and Bob and Mark and Berg and John Riley and Raybon, we all believe in this place. We don't wake up every day just to work at Ole Miss. We don't just wake up every day, you know, this is our job. This is where we are right now. We all believe that we can do some things here that maybe most don't predict, but we believe are more than possible. Because of our belief in this place and because of the support that we're getting, it's allowing us to go get players. And to explain our story, our belief, our vision, and then we're getting the right guys to believe in the same things that we believe in. So, Oxford, great college town, special community, people, all this stuff is really, really important. But if I had to put it in one sentence, you know, I think that we believe that we can be really, really relative in the national landscape of college basketball. And as long as we're, you know, given the resources, or given the opportunity to go out and earn the resources. You know, I think as long as we're on a level playing field, as long as we're competitive in what we need, then I really believe that we can continue moving this program forward.
You've advanced to the Final Four. Not many coaches can say that they've led teams to the Final Four. What would you say you learned from a personal, a coaching standpoint about the best thing you need to do to make it to a Final Four? And what have you learned that you think you can get Ole Miss to that next step?
Yeah, I think above all, not to be smart ass or anything, you got to have really good players. It's not a coincidence when we played for the national championship, we had an NBA lottery pick. The teams that we've had over the years that have won regular season championships and made deep runs in the tournament, you got to have really good players. There's no exception to that. And so how do you get really good players? It's all the things that we've talked about already briefly today in this conversation. You got to have a university and a community that wants to be good in basketball and that supports the program. You have to have the resources. You have to have the leadership. Everybody in the room has to believe in the vision. And that's what we really benefit from here. I would say that from my point of view, from the chancellor down to our coaching staff, to our athletic director, to our foundation, we're all on the same page, and we don't shy from that. We talk a pretty big game here, but we believe it. And so I think just a couple short years ago, when we were talking about going to NCAA tournaments and competing for championships and getting to second weekends and graduating every player in our program and recruiting the best players in the world, we're starting to back some of those things up step by step. And but simply stated, when you start talking about Final Fours and things like that, you better have some really good players. And to get those players, you better have a program worthy of their talent. And that's where everything else gets very, very, very important.
And one final thing for you, Coach. Earlier today, I believe, the university's basketball social media channel released a video. You were talking to the team. You talked about winning a national championship. Before practice begins, and obviously the season before you, is this a team on paper? Or if not this team, do you think you can win a national championship at Ole Miss?
First of all, on the social media, I'm not too familiar with that. I'm kind of caught in the middle. I'm kind of old school and traditional in some ways, where we never really were those programs that let out some of those intimate moments we have with our team. But I'm very open to learning, and I'm open to growing. I'm open to making some changes and stuff. And so I understand today's world of college basketball, we have a responsibility, and we owe it to our fans and our supporters to give them knowledge of our program, to get them to get to know our players, and really to give our fans so a look behind the scenes a little bit. So some of that stuff is still out of my comfort zone a little bit, but I recognize how important social media is. And so we're trying to do the best job we can in terms of giving our fan base access to our program. Specific to what you saw today, I'm not familiar with, but I have no problem saying that no, our goal is to compete for a national championship here. Our goal is to build a program that can get in the NCAA tournament and that's talented enough, tough enough, disciplined enough to win six games in 3 weekends. I know for some programs it can become almost probable. For some programs it almost looks impossible. But I've always been a believer that if you get the right guys and the right team and the right mindset and the right culture and the right discipline, then why not us? We're in the best league in college basketball. We've got a really good experienced coaching staff. We've got really good players. We've got a fan base that supports our product. So yeah, why not us? And so if I wasn't willing to talk about things like our desire to win a national championship here, then I shouldn't be the coach at this great school. So, we're certainly not saying we're better than anybody else. It can never be misunderstood as arrogance or fake confidence. That's not what we're saying. But we're also saying that, hey, man, we're in this to win it. Why not us? And so easy to talk about, really, really difficult to accomplish. But the first thing is the vision. And if you can't put your vision out there publicly, if you're embarrassed to say that or shy to say that, then it's not real. But I have no problem with people associating the goals of our program. Yeah, we'd like to be a program that makes it to a Final Four one day. We'd like to be a program that can play on that Monday night and win on that Monday night. We got a long ways to go till we get there, but that's the goal, that's the compass, and always will be, as long as we're here in Oxford.
He said, Coach Chris Beard, wish you nothing but the best, Coach, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, COTE, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.